Rabbi Yoni, yeah?
Chief Rabbi Yoni, properly.
Start the Torah way, Rabbi, Chief Rabbi of Ireland, Rabbi Yoni Brody. Yoni Weeder.
Is that right? Stop. Good morning. It's an honor to be in Manchester, learning some Torah, teaching some Torah. I'd like to speak today about drinking on Purim, the mitzvah of getting drunk on Purim, ad deloy yada. So, the Gemara in Masachas Megillah lays down the law unequivocally. The Gemara says, Omar Ava Mechayev Inish Libasume Beparaya ad deloy yada bein Arar Haman Levarach Mar Lechai. A person is obligated Libasume Beparaya, it's an interesting word, but for the moment we'll translate it as to get drunk, to get intoxicated. B'paraya on Purim, anishtam ad layada bein Arar Haman levarach Mardechai. Until the person can't tell the difference between Baruch Haman and Arar Mardechai. And this is a very difficult halacha to understand, because usually the Gemara, Tanakh, Rishonim, Achronim, the Musa Svarim, they're not very happy with the idea of getting drunk. It's not something that we regularly do. Usually, we discourage shechras and getting drunk, and it can lead to all sorts of terrible things and aviras, and it's not the way people are usually meant to be acting. And yet, when it comes to Purim, we have a halacha of getting drunk, and not just getting drunk so drunk that a person can't tell the difference between Baruch Haman and Arar Mardechai. So it's a difficult halacha to understand. So today what I'd like to do is to learn the sugya together, see the different approaches of the Rishonim to how they understood this halacha. As we're going to see, some Rishonim took this halacha kipshutai, other Rishonim... Other Rishonim tried to mitigate the implications, and then the Rambam went somewhere in the middle. So, immediately after the sugya, immediately after halacha, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings down a very interesting anecdote. Rabba v'Rabbi Zeira, Rabba and Rabbi Zeira, ivdu sudas Purim b'hadi adadi. Every year they had a minag to make Purim suda by one another. They would go to each other for Purim suda. Ivsum, kam Rabba v'shachdi l'Rabbi Zeira. Rabba and Rabbi Zeira got drunk. Rabba got very drunk, and he got up. And what did he do? He shechted Reb Zera. He killed Reb Zera. He murdered Reb Zera. L'macha bai rachmi v'echid. The next day, once he'd woken up from his drunken stupor, he davened, and Reb Zera came back to life. Tchias amesim. Amazing miracle, Neis Gala. L'shana acharis, the next year, Omar Lei, he said to him, no, we've got a minag, we've got to do Sudas Purim by each other. So come and do Sudas Purim. And what did Rabbi Zera say back to him? Thank you, but no thank you. Love, b'chol, shasa, v'shasa, misachas, nisha. You can't rely on a nace every year. You can't rely that the same thing's going to happen every year. A crazy story. Rabbi slaughtered Rabbi Zera because he got so drunk on Purim. And it gives all types of wonderful halachic questions that we're not going to go into today, but the Achronim like to discuss. Does Reb Zera, after he gets revived, need to do new Kiddushin and Nisun with his wife? Because he was dead and his wife became an almana. Does he need to go back to his kids and demand his house back and his Yerusha back? Because the moment he died, his children would have inherited his nachla. Are his kids chayv and avelus? All these interesting shailas that we're not going to get into now. But this is the crazy story of Rabbi and Reb Zera that is brought.
Mount Torah, you don't say they didn't. Tchias amesim at Mount Torah as well. Went back to.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Same shailas that the Achronim and the Falpo with when it comes to Matan Torah, when it says that they Yotzen Nishmasan, Parchan Nishmasan. The same questions over here.
Shuv aleichem.
He said, "Go back to your house." Lo aleichem. Shuv aleichem. Lo aleichem. Right. So you see from there that they didn't need to be mikdash. Yeah. So then Mefalpa, Rabbi Chaim Vasserman, and Kovet Shirim has a whole discussion about this, about nachla particularly, about Maisa, all the interesting shailas. So, as I said, difficulties with the halacha, difficulties with the Gemara. It doesn't fit in to what we see throughout the rest of Tanakh, Shas, the rest of our Masorah when it comes to drinking. It's a very high level of drunkenness to achieve. Ad layado bein araharman lebaruch modchai. Trust me, some of us have tried. It's difficult. You have to be drinking a lot. So how do we go about this? So, the first approach in the Rishonim is to take the halacha kipshutai. If you look in the Rif, if you look in the Rosh, in the Tur, in the Shulchan Aruch, we have the Shulchan Aruch here, number 3. He brings down the halacha kipshutai chayev inesh lepsumei b'paraya ad layado bein araharman lebaruch modchai. And it's not just Shulchan Aruch, as I said, it's many Rishonim before him. There was a halachic sefer halacha Kabbalah called Seder Ayoim, written by a chacham who lived in Tzfas in the 16th century. It's on I have it over here. Number 10 on the other side of the page, and he gives a summary at the end of the Rishonim period, and he says that L'roid Paiskim Kipashton. According to most Paiskim, most Rishonim, they bring down the halacha kipshutai. They have no issue with the Gemara, and they bring it down kipshutai. And the question is then, how do we understand that Chazal enacted a takana to get drunk, and to get so drunk, ad layado bein baruch haman la ar mordechai. See, I'm ready, you get. See? Okay. I'm just making sure everyone's listening. So, the first explanation is the Avud Raham. The Avud Raham, source number 7, he says that, he asks our question, he says it's a difficult thing to understand. How did Chazal machayv this? And he says, because Purim was unique, the entire Purim story revolves around, what does it revolve around? Shikhus. Mishta, wine. The whole story happened around wine. Vashti was removed from her post. Achashverosh decided to kill her because he was drunk. When Achashverosh brought Esther to the Malchus, he made a siddur for her. Esther, when she wanted to win over Achashverosh, made a siddur. The Pasuk says, after the Yidden was saved, Yimei Mishta v'Simcha, the whole story of Purim revolves around the Mishta Ayayin, and that's why on Purim there's a special mitzvah to get drunk, which is unlike the mitzvah we have on any other of the Yom Tovim, because the miracle of Purim, the story of Purim was unique and that revolved around wine. So that's the explanation of the Avud Raham. It explains why there's a mitzvah of getting drunk, but it's still difficult to understand why it has to be so drunk that it's ad layado bein baruch Mordechai and Aruch Haman. Okay, just making sure that I'm not too drunk. Right? So, that's the Avud Raham. So I'm going to show you two amazing explanations from the Rishonim that try to deal directly with why it has to be so drunk that it's ad layado, such a high level of shechris. So, unbelievable. If I wouldn't show you these things inside, I'm not sure you'd believe me. So, if you look at source number 12 on the overside of the page, the Ramah has a sefer called the Mechir Yain. It's his Pirush on Megillas Esther. Okay? It's his commentary on the Megillah, and he goes through the story, and it's towards the end, he's commenting on the Pasuk of Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, which is obviously what Chazal based themselves on when they said you have to get drunk on Purim, the fact that it says in the Megillah that they should be days of Mishta, of a wine feast. And the Ramah says like this, Nearly b'darach avshat, it would appear al darach avshat. Ki ma'acha shemitzvahs Purim lishtois v'lismayach. Once there's a mitzvah on Purim to drink and to be happy for the reason that we just said, the whole mitzvah revolved around, the whole story revolved around wine. V'i'ef sheshala yishta, you have to drink. Al korchach yishta harbe ma'oid shi'agia l'shechrusay shalot. Once we're telling you that you have to get drunk, then we tell you that you have to get so drunk like light. Like level of drunkenness. 1 second. Let's just see what he says. Why? Sha'oz potter af im yechta v'yavar al ezar virus. Says Ramah, we have a problem. On the one hand, you need to get drunk. On the other hand, if you get drunk, there's a worry that you might do averas. Drunkenness, you could forget to bench, forget the daven marev. You could do even worse things. It could lead to even worse things. You can cause damage. Anyone who's been to a Purim Seder with lots of yeshiva brachim will know that you put all the fine china away, because who knows what damages could be caused. So, if you drink so much that you get to Shechruse Shalait, as potter, afim yichta, you'd be exempt. Why? Because if you're so drunk that Shechruse Shalait, then you're exempt, because that's called Yuba Einas.
But it's not you caused it yourself.
So he quotes a Gemara. Ka'amram shika shaharag narag. If a person is drunk and commits murder, he is liable, because that's considered still within his responsibility. But once a person is so drunk that he gets to the level of shechurse shalot, that he's completely plastered, he's lost all his faculties, then the Gemara says he's potter. That's the halacha. Apart from shechurse shalot, that's the exception of the Gemara. So again, okay, we don't have time now to go into a discussion of why exactly is a person potter, but that is the halacha based as it's brought down in the Gemara. He's just going based on this Gemara. And this is his radical explanation, that we have to tell you to get drunk, for the reason we just said, because that was essential to the story of Purim. But once we're telling you to get drunk, we can't just say, get a little bit drunk. Yidden, don't do things halfway has. Once you're getting drunk, you're going the full whack. You've got to go completely drunk, because otherwise you'll be chayev if you cause averus. That is the pshat of the Ramah. Unbelievable. Don't shake your heads at the messenger. It's the Ramah. That's the Ramah. I'll show you one other amazing explanation from the Rishonim. The next source is a not very well known Rishon. He's called Rav Shmaryar HaKriti. He lived in Crete, he's in Greece. And he has a sefer called Elef Hamoge. And this sefer is entirely dedicated to the six or so blot at the end of the first parak of Masachas Megillah that goes through the Agadatas of the story of Purim, of the Megillah. So he has Sefer Aleph Hamogen going through all the stories that the Gemara brings down, all the Agadotas, and explaining them. So he speaks about this Gemara of Chayv Inish Levesumim B'Pariah, and he says, why did Chazal make this takana to get so drunk that you don't know between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai? He says it's for Pirsume Nisa. Yeah? So he says, if you look at the end of the second line, Hayoin Royin Oisam Shehem Mishtakrim Adelayada Hakol Nifleim Misorim Nisholala Inyon. What happens is that once a year, people see the Chachomim, who are usually so meticulous with everything they do, they'd never be the type of people to get drunk. And once a year, they get completely drunk. And everyone looks and says, what on earth is going on? And it makes them ask, what are they celebrating? And because they ask, Lishala, and they ask, Misparisem anes al yedei kach. And because they're asking, it brings a massive persumim nisa. Yoysa mamashin misparisem akriel. More than if we just have the mitzvah of laning the Megillah. Yeah? And he goes on to say, you think Chazal enacted the mitzvah of drinking on Purim because they like getting drunk, they want to get drunk for themselves. Chazal don't want to get drunk, the Chachamim don't want to get drunk. They're not doing it for themselves. They're not doing it to enjoy themselves. They're doing it to be mefarsh in the nes, yeah? People, sometimes the goyim, in Manchester, in London, in Gateshead, they like Purim, because Purim is the day that you see that the Yidden are not so different from everybody else, unfortunately. Especially in Ireland. We'll leave that. We only do Guinness and Jameson. Purim's the day that all of a sudden, you know, 364 days of the year, the Yidden are so well behaved, and then the one day, blocking the roads, silly putty on the cars. And this is the day that everyone asks, what is going on? Why are the Yidden having this party? Why are they having a celebration? Why are the Chachamim doing this to get so drunk? And through that, you have a Pirsume Nisa. That is why they enacted the mitzvah of drinking and drinking so much. That is the pirish of Rav Shmaryah HaKriti, the Elef Hamogi. So that, in a nutshell, is the first approach in the Rishonim that, as I said, takes this halacha kipshutai. You have to get drunk, and you have to get drunk ad delayada, and those are some of the explanations that go with it. Moving on to the complete opposite approach in the Rishonim, which is a school of thought that tries to mitigate and play down the implications of this halacha as much as possible and say that it doesn't really apply la halacha. So, if you look back on the other side of the page, sorry for playing table tennis over here, but if you look at the Baal Hama'ar, the fourth source, he quotes a very known opinion of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Does anyone know what the Rabbeinu Ephraim says? A very well-known opinion on the sugya. So let's see what Rabbeinu Ephraim says. Katav harav Rabbeinu Ephraim. Mahu uvda dekam rabba v'shachtei l'rav zera. From the story in the Gemara that follows the halacha immediately after Rava says you have to get drunk, there's immediately an anecdote that follows that Rabba killed Rav Zera, as we said. You see, itchilei meimra de Rabba. You see that the Baal HaTalmud, the Gemara rejects the halacha of Rava. V'lei selchas ha-kavase. And we don't paskin like Rava that you have to get drunk. V'lav shopir domi lemavad hachi. And it's not a good idea to act like Rava said to get drunk and to get so drunk ad de lo yada. Right? Comes along Rabbeinu Ephraim and says, we have a mefurish halacha in the Gemara. Rava says you need to get drunk ad de lo yada. But actually, that's not how the Gemara paskins, because the Gemara immediately afterwards brings the story about Rava shechin Rav Zera. Obviously, the Gemara is bringing that story to show you what? That this is a terrible thing to do. If you get drunk, and if you get drunk ad de lo yada, you could end up murdering people. You could be over on the worst of errors, on Ritzicha, on so many terrible things. So the halacha doesn't hold like Rava. And I just want you to appreciate that this is a very, very mechudash interpretation. Because you have an explicit statement of Rava that says the halacha is you need to get drunk. You have a story about getting drunk. Nobody says, no Amora is quoted saying, no, 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 I argue on Rava, we don't paskin like Rava, Rava's wrong. No Amora says that. But still, Rabbeinu Ephraim says that no, it must be the halacha's not like Rava. He's so bothered by this idea that we need to get drunk, there'd be a mitzvah to get drunk and to get so drunk that he says a very mechudish understanding of the Gemara that the Gemara is actually coming to say that the halacha is not like Rava. And multiple Rishonim bring down this shitta. So we're not going to go through them now, but I brought down a whole list of Rishonim, the Kolbo and the Sefer Ma'oros and the Avodraham quotes over here, the Minhagos, and many other Rishonim. They bring down this halacha of Rabbeinu Ephraim to say that the halacha, this isn't paskin. Or in some other way, they'll try to play down the implication of Rava's statement in the Gemara. They'll say that he exaggerated. So for example, if you look in source number 9, he says, of course you shouldn't get so drunk that it's ad l'yada. The Gemara is saying Lashon Havai. The Gemara is just exaggerating. Really, all the Gemara means is that you should drink yosa milimudai. You should drink a little bit more than what you usually used to drinking. If usually on a Shabbos, on a Friday night, you have a schnapps, you have one whiskey, then maybe have two. But not to get drunk, and certainly not to get drunk ad de la yada. If you look at the Sefer HaKolboi, right, one of the classic svarim of Ashkenazi halacha, he says, Loi Chayev Adam Nevstoim Pariah, he quotes the Gemara that you're obligated to get drunk on Purim. Loi Shi Ishtaker, obviously this doesn't mean that you need to get drunk. Shahashikhris Isu Gomav Ein Lecha Avera Gedoyla Mizu, because getting drunk is a terrible Avera, you've got no other Avera worse than it. Shugurim, the Gila Arais, and Shvichas Domim, the Chav Avera Zulosan. It can cause Gila Arais, it can cause murder like we saw in the Gemara. All it means is Yishta Yaisam Elimudai. And this is the approach of many of the Rishonim. Now, I'll just point out very quickly, in brackets, all these Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Baal Ma'ar, and the Minhagos and the Ma'oros, they're all from the area of Provence, where they had a very strong tradition of asceticism, of trying to play down enjoyment and hana, physical hana in this world. That was a very strong tradition, and it's interesting that they all kind of seem to follow the same school of thought of playing down and saying that this halacha is either not paskind at the end of the Gemara, we don't pass anything you need to get drunk, or that the Gemara never meant to say really you should get drunk, you just drink a little bit. That is one approach in the Rishonim. The second approach of the other extreme that says, and we don't pass in this halacha, this is not how we should act. It doesn't mean you should get drunk, this isn't how we should do it. Now I'll just add very quickly, the Pri Chodesh over here, that I printed immediately after the Baal Hama'ar, he has a big issue with the Baal Hama'ar's proof. Again, let's just remind ourselves, what did the Baal Hama'ar say? That Rava came along and said, you have to get drunk on Purim, ad layada. But immediately after that, the Gemara recounted the story of Rabbah and Rizera having Siddhas Purim together and Rabbah killing Rizera. And from there you see that we shouldn't do it. That's a very bad thing to do. Pri Chodesh says, from that story, you see punkfakert. You see not only that you have to get drunk, but even Rabbah and Rizera agree after Rabbah killed Reb Zera, they still think that you need to get drunk. Why? Because what happened? What was the follow-up of the story? Rabbah killed Reb Zera, he then davens, Reb Zera came back to life. What happened the next year? He says, let's do Siddhas Purim again. Rabbah said, let's do Siddhas Purim again. What did Reb Zera say back to him? La'vachol shasam shasam israch hashnisa. Says the Pri Chodesh, I don't understand. You the Baal Ma'ar, you Rabbeinu Ephraim, you're telling me that because of this story, we don't hold with the halacha. So why does Reb Zera turn around and say, La b'chol shasha v'sarsha v'mishrach esnisha? Say, I'll come, do me a favor. This year, maybe hold back on the whiskey. Maybe don't do ad layada. It's not the halacha, I thought we just said, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim. Says the Pri Chodesh, from your story that you want to say proves that we don't pass in this halacha, you see the exact opposite. You see that even after this story, the halacha still stands. Because otherwise, Rabbi Zera's response makes no sense. Why is he saying, "Lav b'chol shas v'sas v'mishrachas nisha"? Nisa. That's the time of the Pri Chodesh against the Baal Hama'ar. It's an amazing chap. So again, so we have the Rishonim on the one hand, Rif, the Rosh, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Poskim, as we said, that take this halacha Shaddai and give the various explanations, like we quoted from the Rama, from the Mechayayin. And we have on the other hand, the Chachmei Provence, the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Baal Hama'ar, the Ma'oris, the Me'iri, the Kolbai, and many others who say that this is not what the Gemara means, this is not how we pass in the halacha, you shouldn't get drunk. Those are the two extremes. The Rambam, as so often, has the middle road. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah, second source on the page, he says, Ketzad Chayvas Suda Zu. What is the obligation of Suda's Purim? That you meet and you make a beautiful suda, as a person can afford. The shoyse yayin, and a person drinks wine, ad sheyishtaker, v'yiradim v'shechrusay, until you get drunk and you fall asleep in your state of drunkenness. Okay? So, the Rambam is kind of a middle approach. On the one hand, he doesn't take the halacha mamish kipshuta. He doesn't quote the words ad layada. If you'd just be reading the Mishnah Torah and you wouldn't be reading the Gemara, yeah? If you just open up the Rambam's halacha say to know what halacha is, you'd have no idea if this halacha ad layada, right? But on the other hand, he hasn't done what the Chachmei Provence have done. He hasn't done what the other Rishonim have done to say, oh, it just means drink a little bit, or we don't paskin this at all, you don't need to get drunk. According to the Rambam, you still need to get very, very drunk. Yeah? To get so drunk that you actually fall asleep from your drunkenness is a very high level of drunkenness, right? It's not going for... The Rambam quotes differently from the Maharil. The Rambam says you drink a little bit more, Yosem Elimudai, as we quoted from the Chachmei Provence, and then you go to sleep, right? That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam's saying that you need to drink so much that the drink actually puts you to sleep. Obviously, it's nowhere near ad layada. I completely agree with that. But it's still a high level of drunkenness. And I think what the Rambam's doing is he's understanding ad layada not as you have to be awake and be ad layada, but once you're asleep, you obviously can't differentiate between Baruch Haman and Ar Mordechai. And it's a little bit of a very Rambam-esque way of interpreting the Gemara that's making it still keeping the halacha, but not taking the point of ad layada so literally. That's the Rambam's approach for this halacha. So, those are the three, broadly speaking, approaches within the Rishonim, the two extremes, and then the middle road as we lay down. I want to bring your attention to a fascinating source, a historical source, about drinking on Purim. Because we've seen the shittas in the Rishonim, I think it's worth thinking for a couple of minutes. What has Klal Yisrael been doing for the last 1500 years? What has Klal Yisrael been doing since after Rava and Rabba and Reb Zera and the Gemara? Have we been keeping the halacha? Have we been going like the Rishonim that took this halacha, Kipshutai? Or have we been going like the Chachmei Provence that tried to mitigate this halacha? So obviously, different places, different kelos would have done different things. I want to draw your attention to an amazing source, amazing piyut, written in France by one of, it was quoted in the Machzor Vitri. So if you look on the other side of the page, the Machzor Vitri was written by a Talmud of Rashi, and it's a collection of a lot of different tfilos and piyutim and halachas and anhogas and anhogim. So this is a piyut, a yotzeros almost, that was written for Purim night. Aravos. Sorry, I think that's the word, Aravos. Yeah, we have it on Lel Purim. Yeah, you see, printed in the Machzorim. Most kelas don't say them anymore, but there's a special piyut, special Maravis, Lel Shemur, right? It's printed in the Machzorim. So this is a play on that piyut of Lel Shemurim. It's called Lel Shikurim, or Lel Shikurim, the night of drunkenness, right? This was written by Rabbi Nachan ben Rabbi Aaron, yeah, who's somebody that we don't know anything else about. I came across this, I read a very fascinating book on Piyutim, on the history of Piyutim, that's referred me to this amazing source. So I don't know anything about this fellow, if he was a Talmud Chacham, I don't know who he was, but he writes this amazing Piyut. I'll read a few lines of it. It's printed in the Machzor Vitri, so it's in standing from there. Lel Shikurim hu zeh halayla. This night is a night of drunkenness. Lismach b'yayin ha-toiv v'legila, to rejoice and be happy with great wine. Purim Hashem, Purim Nikra b'gila, Yisrael and Mekiras b'gila. Fine. B'layla zeh yishkuru kol yitzurim. All creations, all creatures will get drunk. Lizacha choyka shen nikra b'purim. To remember the decree that was enacted for Purim of getting drunk. Oror ha-ish ashe yoda yorim. Lishtois mayim hama-orim. Cursed is the man who lifts his cup to drink Mayim Hama Orim. If you drink water on the night of Purim, you should be cursed. You have to drink wine. The Machzor Vitri, Reb Menachem Ben Aaron, he was saying on Purim, everybody goes all out. We go full out, and the whole piyut carries on like this. We don't have time now to read through the whole thing, but I encourage you to read the whole Yotzeris. It's an amazing piece of tefillah. It was meant to be said in Maariv. I think if our Maarovus and our Yotzeris and our Piyutim were like this, more Kehillahs would still say them today. And that is a reflection of what they were doing, I think, or at least the way he portrays it, again, in France in the 12th century. I had some other Makuris here about some of the historical things, whether what people have been drinking on Purim, but we don't have time. But that is the Piyut of the Machzor Vitri, the Yotzeris of Lel Shikurim, of drinking on Purim. I just want to conclude. Yes.
Is the whole minhagim dafka yayin?
So it's a very good question. The lashon of the Gemara is levasume, which in itself is an interesting language. It doesn't necessarily connote wine. However, Rashi says lehishtaker b'yayin. The Rambam, as we just saw, says mishtayayin. And based on our Vudraham that we saw, that the whole reason is because the miracles of Purim happened through Mishtayayin, it would make a lot of sense. So a lot of poskim do say that al halacha, although it's definitely not referred to in the Gemara, and you know, Mitzala Sarai could be argued both ways. Yeah, okay. I just want to bring things in and just and conclude. So we've had different approaches in the Rishonim. We have the Rishonim that tried very hard to say that this halacha of getting drunk on Purim, it doesn't fit in with what we see the rest of the year. It doesn't fit in with what we see throughout Tanakh and Chazal and the Rishonim and Achronim of getting drunk, which usually we talk about how terrible it is and we disparage it. And therefore they had to interpret the Gemara in a way that we don't paskin like that, or that's not what the Gemara meant, and that's not what we should do. But in particularly in Sifrei Chassidus and in Sifrei Kabbalah, there's an emphasis more like the first group of Rishonim that we saw to understand this halacha kipshutai and to explain, is the important point, what the importance is of getting drunk. And the idea is that sometimes you need something to bitl hadas, they call it. The Gemara calls it bitl hadas. Sometimes we're inhabited by the way we look at the world using our rational faculties. Sometimes we need wine to liberate us a little bit from our narrow way of thinking. The idea between Baruch Haman and Aram Mordechai is that we sometimes think we know exactly how the world needs to pan out. When Haman was being praised and supported by Achashverosh, that was a very bad thing for the Yidden. And when Mordechai came to the fore, that was the best thing. But really, if you look at the bigger picture of the Megillah, both Haman and Mordechai, they're completely dependent on the will of Achashverosh. Achashverosh, as the Gemara says, is a melech hafatchan. He changed his mind at any moment. Haman thinks he's the big player. He could be taken out in an instant. Mordechai, we think it's amazing when Mordechai happens. That's also completely tolay on what Achashverosh was thinking at the time. It all depends on Hamelech, and we know Chazal say that Hamelech in the Megillah is not just referring to Melech Achashverosh, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one day a year, there's a value in taking a step back and in getting drunk, meaning losing those inhibitions of seeing things narrowly and saying there's different perspectives that sometimes we don't appreciate and we don't see the world that way when we're confined by our limited points of view. And I think it's very interesting that on the one hand you have Rishonim that say, oh, this doesn't fit in with what we do the rest of the year, so let's mitigate the halacha of drinking on Purim, let's minimize it, just drink a little bit more. And then you have another approach that say, yes, usually we're so careful about not drinking, but there is a value in one time a year losing our rational faculties and be able to see things a little bit differently. So here it's in that however we're mekayim this halacha, whether it's like the Chachamim who took it kipshutai, whether it's like the Chachamim Provence, then it's right that like the Rambam in the middle, that our drinking on Purim is something that is meaningful, mesamech, meraimim, uplifting, and we have a wonderful Purim. Well, you should have brought the whiskey. I was waiting for somebody to provide the schnapps.